Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, on week one of NFL football. Obviously, everything got started on Thursday and Friday, but Sunday is here, baby. Sunday is here, and college football was here on Saturday, and upsets were happening, and Notre Dame going down to Northern Illinois. It just doesn't happen, but it does happen. So, hey, I ain't mad at you, but wow, baseball in full throttle, jockeying completely now, big time for the playoff races, obviously, on that one. So we'll dive into all those. Believe me, we're going to get knee-deep into them. U.S. Open had a chance for an American woman to win. We have another chance for an American man to win today. It's a good time to be a tennis fan here in the USA. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. A little tired from the Arizona State game last night. I will not lie about that.
Yeah, you probably didn't get home till 12:30 or 1 o'clock. That thing was on pretty late, and then you have to do all your business after the game with all your, you know, touching up with everybody that you know and all that stuff. I get it, man. It was a late night for you. We'll dive into it in a little bit, but on the other side, I think we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
know the feeling, I know I do, that sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson. I believe we're tracking down our professor of sports, John Poulter. If we haven't done that already, we will, I'm assuming. Robert, if you can let me know if we got him, that would be super. I just don't know if we do or don't. So we will be talking Major League Baseball with John Poulter. Real quickly, though, I do just want to ask you something, Mike, about something that just happened. Obviously, the breaking news of Tyreek Hill being detained and released after a driving violation. We got Drew Rosenhaus talking about this situation and saying that that's his agent and saying he'll be out there on the field today playing in a game. I'm just curious, man, what kind of a distraction do you think this poses right before a game, Mike?
For me, it's obviously, I mean, for most people, it's not what you want. And we've talked about it multiple times that, you know, football is just one, I mean, professional sports is one of those deals where the less distraction you have, the better. And this on opening weekend, with Tyreek Hill, is not good for a team that needs to really focus, in my opinion, this year to make it to the playoffs and actually do something in the playoffs. It's not that I'm down on my team. It's just they haven't done anything in the playoffs. And people, well, they made the playoffs. Well, they lost to the Chiefs and they can't make a run in cold weather. But this kind of distraction doesn't do them any good at all heading into their first game of the season. So I'm disappointed in Tyreek Hill that he'd get himself in some type of distraction like this, because he knows better. Sure. You know, all these top athletes know better. So it'll be interesting to see how the team responds to it. I don't think it'll be something that I don't think it's going to be something that's going to, like, just tear the team apart. You know, if I looked at it right, Andy, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, he was speeding or some kind of moving violation in his car type of deal. But we'll see what happens. But it's never good to have a distraction on opening weekend like this. Yeah.
Nope. And then the other big news here is Ja'Marr Chase, a little bit feeling under the weather, doesn't have a deal. Will he or will he not be out on the field for his team? We'll have to see in the next couple few hours, obviously, before we know that answer. However, we do have our professor of sports, so I know that now. And let's hook up with John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you? John, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
John? All right.
Yep. I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
There we go.
No complaints. Obviously, it's the week, first week of NFL football. And
yeah, big weekend.
Yeah, it didn't necessarily get off to the greatest start for me. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and Jordan Love.
I knew you were going to talk about that.
Yeah, Jordan Love gets hurt right out of the chute. It just doesn't. I don't know. Doesn't. I'm not as excited about Sunday as I normally would be. If that has anything to do with it, maybe I'm not so sure, but probably more so than not. All right, let's take a look at the Major League Baseball standings right now, and we're going to start in the American League because we have a little change at the top here in the East, where I'm pretty sure the last few times the Baltimore Orioles have been on top for maybe a game or a game and a half or a half a game. Well, New York back on top by a half a game, and Baltimore right there with them, and neither one of them playing spectacular right now. I think that's maybe the most intriguing thing about what's happening actually for a lot of the teams at the top. I don't think they're playing exceptionally well, maybe with the exception of a team like the Houston Astros, but they're not, well, they're getting closer to having the best record, but they're not going to do it because the Phillies and obviously the Dodgers are kind of separating themselves, if you ask me, John, from everybody. And those are the two teams that are playing a little bit better than most. The Brewers, yeah, they're hanging on. But like we've said so many times before, the division is pretty weak and there's not a lot of competition there. So all they've got to do is just continue to stay ahead of them. But they had a shot at maybe having the best record in the National League. But now I don't feel so good about that because they're a few games behind the Phillies and the Dodgers at this moment in time. But I think we're starting to see some separation, John, is kind of where my head is at. What say you?
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. Yeah, other than that Yankee-Baltimore race in the American League East, which is a half a game, and the difference is in the loss column, the Yankees have lost 80, Yankees have lost 60, the Orioles have lost 61, so they've been pretty close. But, you know, it's interesting because in the last 10 games, the Yankees have passed the Orioles, but they're 4-6, and the Orioles are 5-5. So it's just kind of weird the way those numbers have worked out, and that's, you know, continues to work towards that series at Yankee Stadium, the 24th, 25th, and 26th of September. We've been saying for several weeks, maybe a couple of months now, that division could well be decided during that week series, and I have a feeling that is exactly what's going to happen. You look at the other divisions, and Cleveland has a 3.5 game lead. Everybody else has a bigger lead. Houston up by 5.5 on Seattle. The Phillies by 7 over the Mets, 8 over the Braves. The Brewers by 72 to 82. 10 games over the Cardinals and the Cubs and the Dodgers, sort of stretching that lead out a little bit now. 5 games over the Padres and with the Phillies and the Dodgers tied as the best record in baseball with 85 wins apiece. So, yeah, we're starting to see this thing separate, but, you know, there's still some key series coming up, and I think the wild card races, quite frankly, are the ones that we should be looking at now rather than the divisions, because other than that Yankee-Baltimore division race, I think the divisions are pretty well decided.
Good morning, John.
Morning,
I couldn't agree with you more, John. Go ahead, Mike. I couldn't agree with you more, John, about the wild card. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in agreement with that as well. John, all these teams that are in the playoff hunt, you know, there are certain teams that everybody, you know, kind of puts in, okay, they, you know, they think they're going to get to the World Series or make a deep run. Which one of these teams to you could be a surprise team that makes a deep run and even gets to the World Series, kind of like what the Diamondbacks did last year?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I guess the two that sort of come to mind, one would be Cleveland, because Cleveland had a great record for most of the season. The last 3 or 4 weeks, we've seen them slump a little bit, but now they're coming back a little bit. They're only a couple of games behind the Yankees and the Orioles for best record in the American League. So that's a team that I think could sneak in. I think Houston could sneak in a little bit based on how well they've played the last couple of months. I mean, for a long, long time, Seattle had a reasonable lead in that division. Now all of a sudden, the Astros are up by 5.5. So they've clearly been playing better baseball. On the National League side, this is going to warm Andy's heart, because I think if they pick it up again, I still think Milwaukee can give this a real good run. They've got the team that can do it. They've got the management that can do it. They're probably a little bit of an outsider in terms of the big names. Everybody's thinking Phillies and Dodgers, but if the schedule worked right for the Brewers in terms of how the playoff roster set up and how the playoff ladder set up, it's quite possible that the Brewers could have a deep run, because we've seen that they can play consistently for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games. If they got into that kind of a run at the right time, they could really make some serious damage and be heard from.
Interesting. I hear the music, so we'll take a pause for the cause, but I got a lot of other questions to ask you, John, about what I'm seeing, especially with that wild card. So we'll get into that on the other side, and just be thinking about the Mets and Braves, fellas, a little bit, because that's kind of where I'm going to start with that. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll be back in just a few. Keep it close.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Got to bring you guys some breaking news as it just came through. Dak Prescott is a happy man today, guys. 4 years, $240 million contract extension. Making him the highest paid quarterback in the league right now, 60 mil per year. Just crazy how the NFL throws money around. It's insane. All right, let's get back to where I was going, guys. And I want to talk wild card, John, because I think, like you said, it is the greatest thing that Bud Selig ever did for Major League Baseball, in my humble opinion, as far as bringing so many more cities into the equation and keeping those teams involved in the hunt and in the run for a long, long time. And it's been awesome. It's added so much excitement. So, you know, when we talk about like knocking out of the park, you hit a home run. Well, Bud, I you know me over the years, I've been pretty critical on a lot of different things, but this one, he knocked it out of the park. This is a grand slam like never before with how well they did this whole thing where you're getting so many more teams involved. I want to start in the National League, and right now, obviously, the Padres, the D-backs, and this is where it gets a little bit interesting to me, John, because we've all been very critical on the New York Mets over the past few years because there's been a lot of hype. They haven't lived up to it. How significant would it be for the Mets to make it over the Braves this year into the postseason, in your humble opinion?
Well, I think it would be, I guess it would be big news simply because, as you've pointed out, we've been talking, or the media has been talking for several years about how great this Mets team is. And, you know, you look at the fact they've gone out, they signed some big names, you know, Scherzer and Verlander, and clearly that didn't work out, so they decided that they would move on and decide to do something different. They've made changes in the managerial suite. They've made changes in the front office. And all of a sudden, although they're a far ways away from catching the Philadelphia Phillies, and let's be frank, seven games, they're not going to make up seven games in 2 weeks unless there's a monstrous collapse. I guess we're going back to the early 60s now when we talk about the Phillies collapsing with an 8.5-game lead in September. I don't see that happening again. You know, we talked about the Yankees and Baltimore and that race in the American League East, and I kind of highlighted a series at Yankee Stadium the 24th, 25th, and 26th of September between those two teams. If you're a New York City baseball fan, that's a big week on two fronts because those same 3 days, the Mets play in Atlanta in a three-game series, and it's not only for points in the standings, it also will help decide any possible tiebreaker if they're tied at the end of the regular season because so far those two teams have played 10 games, each one has won five, three-game series still to play, so clearly whoever takes that series 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 3 is going to have an edge on the other team when it comes down to the wild card. So big weekend for baseball, or big week in baseball, I guess, because I think it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's not a weekend series. Both New York teams involved in key series those three days, and in a lot of respects may be putting the marker on the season for each of those three teams, or each of those two New York teams, as they try to play those three-game series. So something to look forward to for New York City baseball fans.
Absolutely. That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Go ahead, Mike. Jump in. My bad.
No. I was about to say the same thing you were there, big boy. So no big deal. Look, John, we're getting that time of year where, you know, you got to have clutch performances. You got to come through in high pressure situations. Let me ask you this, and this is, you know, it's kind of a hypothetical. So, if you're the manager of any of these teams and or just a fan, if there's one guy, one pitcher that you want on the mound that you're like, that guy is going to get us a win or close out this series for us, who's it going to be? And who's going to be the guy that you're like, you're looking at going, I need this guy at the plate right now to get some runs in, possibly hit a home run, you know, those kind of things. Who's that pitcher and who's that hitter that you want at the plate on the mound trying to come through in the clutch for your team?
Well, I guess looking at the hitter first, because I think that's the easier question, and it's not an easy question to answer, but the easier question to answer, I think, is probably Ohtani. You know, you look at the numbers this man has put up, and he's done it consistently now for two teams in two leagues over a 4 or 5 year spell. So clearly he's not a flash in the pan. He is really a talent. We've always said that he was more of a talent as a hitter than a pitcher. He's getting a chance to prove that this year, and we've often said if he only concentrated on one, how good could he be? This might be the answer to that question, because he looks like he's going to be heading for 50-50, which is really uncharted territory as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Looking at the pitching standpoint, I think that's a wide-open race. I mean, frankly, if Gerrit Cole is healthy, and I'm not sure that he's healthy because I think he left his last start with a leg injury, I would say that the way that the Yankees are playing, and with a healthy Gerrit Cole, and not only a healthy Gerrit Cole, but a Gerrit Cole that didn't pitch for the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season because he was hurt at the start of the year, therefore his arm is a lot more rested than it would normally be at this time of the year, that's kind of where I would be looking. But I don't really see any other pitcher that's as dominant on his team that would put themselves in that position. I mean, you look at the guy that's leading the National League in wins, and that's Chris Sale. And if we'd have had this conversation in April and said that Chris Sale was going to be leading the National League in victories second week of September, we would have all kind of looked at each other and wondered what we'd been sprinkling on our cornflakes. I think Sale is 15-8, I think the numbers I looked at the last time. He's not the guy right now that I would say I want him on the mound. He's had a great season, but I don't think he's the clutch player that we've seen in the past with guys like Bob Gibson and Curt Schilling and Pedro Martinez and guys like that. So, long answer to your question, I think probably Gerrit Cole, assuming that he's healthy.
John, I got one more for you, and it's just kind of a more of a broader scale question in the sense of, who should feel a little disappointed that they're not in the potential to be in the postseason? And I have a weird feeling this one's going to hit near and dear to home to you. But go ahead. Give me your thoughts and opinions on who should feel a little disappointed that they're maybe not going to the postseason.
Well, I think two teams. I'm going to look 30 miles down the road towards the lake, and I'm going to talk about a team that plays on the shores of Lake Ontario, and they call the Blue Jays. You look at their numbers at the start of the year, you look at their lineup at the start of the year and the potential that was there and the way that they built that team, and you'd have to think that we expected the Blue Jays to do a heck of a lot better than be playing 476 baseball and be 14 games or 15 games out of first place with 2 weeks or 3 weeks to play in the season. So that to me is going to be the biggest disappointment. I think the second biggest disappointment is probably the St. Louis Cardinals, because they got off to a terrible start. That's a weak division, as we've spoken of. Really, the Brewers, the only strong team in that division. The Cardinals had a real good chance to go in through the back door. Started out poorly, picked it up big time, looked like they were going to give the Brewers a run for the money. I think they had it down to 3.5 or 4 games a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and they had a couple of series between the two teams. Real good chance to get back into it. They've fallen by the wayside again. I don't think we're going to see playoff baseball in St. Louis. So I think those would be the two teams that I would look at as the big disappointments, Andy.
All right. And who you thought, are you feeling extremely good about themselves that maybe before the season, this was more than a dream that they'd be in this opportunity? I'm thinking maybe the Kansas City Royals. What about you?
Yeah, that's exactly where I would come from as well. I mean, I think they had, I forget how many losses they had last year, but in the last few years, they've been at the bottom of the pile. They've had strong spring trainings. They've come out of the gate quickly, but they've faded quickly. This year, they have not faded. They're 78 and 65. They're getting a career year out of Bobby Witt Jr., who isn't going to win the MVP because I think Judge is putting up some great numbers. But if you look at the definition of an MVP, I think you got to look at Bobby Witt simply because he's got no supporting cast, whereas Judge has got a supporting cast. So I got to say the Kansas City Royals would be probably the Cinderella story. They might be the Arizona Diamondbacks of 2024.
You know, it's funny that you just said that because my last thought was going to be in looking at our local team here, the Arizona Diamondbacks. The fact that, you know, Torrey Lovella just continues to win, it's extremely impressive. And I got to say, I am 100% behind Torrey Lovella and every move that that guy makes as far as what he does with the D-backs, because everything he does seems to be the right thing, and they get more out of a little bit less here, if you ask me. John, I hear the music. As always, a true pleasure talking sports with you. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. I'm off next week, so we'll chat in 2 weeks.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good week off. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks when we're that much closer to postseason baseball. Appreciate
it. And maybe something we'll know something more concrete by that time.
I agree. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us talking Major League Baseball. On the other side, we got to talk that college football, Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, haven't done this yet today. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, college football in full throttle. And I don't know, maybe the two games that kind of stuck out to me, obviously Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois is huge. But Oregon struggling big time with Boise State, 37-34. I think that's a little bit concerning because you know what you're going to be coming up against. And then, you know, Texas kind of just beating up on Michigan 31-12. And then, you know, obviously Georgia wins huge. Ohio State wins huge. Like we expect that all day long from those guys.
Right.
And then Penn State, a little too close for comfort with the Bowling Greens of the world where you're winning 34-27. Utah beating Baylor. I think, you know, a little bit of this stuff is going to be about familiarity, if you ask me, because the lack of familiarity for Utah with all these other teams. And that the first go-around might be challenging for everybody involved, to be honest with you. Miami looking pretty strong thus far, Mike. I don't know what you think about them, but Miami looking pretty strong. Tennessee, I thought they looked pretty strong. The game that it's not in my top 25, I don't believe, but Colorado and Nebraska. Nebraska obviously looked pretty good in that one, and you know the hype train that is Deion Sanders. I think everything is starting to just kind of come down to earth a little bit, and then a rivalry game pretty early, man. Iowa State and Iowa. Iowa State.
That was a good game.
Gets them by 20-19. I mean, there were good games, man. And Kansas going down to Illinois. You talked pretty highly about Kansas. Illinois hasn't been like they haven't been that good in football, but that's huge,
right,
for their program, beating a Kansas team that is on the rise to a certain degree. And then, you know, I got to keep it a little bit local here. Arizona beating NAU, that's too tight, man. 22-10. I'm sorry, but that's too tight. So, give me some takeaways from college football, my friend.
Well, look, you know.
Oh, and I didn't
the
mention
the biggest takeaway
on,
for
I,
me.
I didn't mention this. You were at the game against Mississippi State, ASU, and ASU jumped out in that game big time. And all of a sudden, that was a game. And the running back for ASU, absolutely, what a freaking game, bro. So I do want to get that in there, too, because I did watch the game, and I know you were at the game.
Yeah, no, I'll get to ASU in a minute for everybody. But, you know, you asked about takeaways, and the big takeaway was Northern Illinois, brother. Like, it just, a team like Northern Illinois, not a Power Four school, anything, they're collecting. Northern Illinois got $1.4 million to come into Notre Dame and beat them. You know, it's usually the big brother against little brother type of scenario. And Northern Illinois just wasn't going away. And I'm sitting there going, all right, Irish, you came up with a big win last week at Texas A&M. And now you're letting the little brother stick around. And Andy, you and I both know the more you let a lesser team or what would be perceived as a lesser team hang around, the more confidence they get going down the stretch. And Northern Illinois, they just played. They played free, fast, loose, because really at the end of the day, they didn't have anything to lose at all. And they didn't at all. They took down the Irish. And I'm telling you, I'm sure you saw it, that post-game interview with the Northern Illinois coach, where he was in tears talking about his team and how much this meant to him, the players, the program, the school. Like, that's a guy that you and I can wrap our arms around and just root for, a coach like that, a team like that. So the biggest takeaway for me yesterday was that Notre Dame upset, the Northern Illinois upset of Notre Dame. You talked about Utah and Baylor. Baylor is not very good. They were, a few years ago and everything. Utah, to me, is the cream of the crop of the Big 12. But like you said, first go around with new opponents, Utah being a new member of the Big 12, taking on another Big 12 team, which surprisingly, Andy, you'll find this a little interesting. This is not counted as a conference game, because this was scheduled years ago before the realignment. So it technically it does not count as a conference game from what I understand. And so that'll be interesting to see. It's weird. Iowa State and Iowa, that was a great game. Like, I don't have any dog in the hunt. I don't know anybody from Iowa and all that kind of stuff. So, but it's a rivalry game. And you and I both know, you throw records out the door, rankings out the door with a rivalry game. So,
absolutely.
Iowa State played tough. They made the plays when you had to. And then everything else for the rest of the day, you talked about Penn State Bowling Green. Yeah, that was probably closer than a lot of Nittany Lion fans wanted it to be. But at the end of the day, Penn State comes out on top. They do what they have to do. And sometimes, Andy, and I know, it's like the NCAA tournament with these early season games in college football. Just survive in advance.
Just win the game
and move on to the next week. The other takeaway, Texas is for real. Like, the Longhorns are coming, and people talk about, the two top teams in the country. We got the top three teams in the country, and I'm not saying that Texas is a number one team right now, but they're playing like it, and I'm telling you, Steve Sarkisian, is the way he's doing it, he learned something from Nick Saban. He's building an Alabama-type culture program in Austin. His year or two that he spent in Alabama being an offensive analyst, he learned something about how to do this. And right now, with Quinn Ewers as quarterback, I mean, he looked great yesterday. And that's saying something, because he has a Manning as his backup. So, the pressure's on him kind of from week to week to perform. But Texas is for real. Michigan, people were like in the press box of the Arizona State game last night, and they're like, what happened to Michigan? I'm like, really? What happened to them? They lost 18 guys to the NFL. That's what freaking happened. And they lost their head coach, and they lost some other guys. So that is kind of what I look at Michigan. They're not the same team as they were last year. There was one guy, and you'll find this kind of funny, that made a comment last night. He goes, well, look, when Michigan can't cheat, look what happens. They lose. And I just kind of smiled at that a little bit. And then, Kansas dropped the game. They probably should have won. They're 19th ranked. They have a good team. They're on the rise, like you said. But Illinois played tough. They kind of stuck it to them a little bit. And once again, Andy, yesterday was one of those days where you college football, you just can't take anything for granted. You just can't. And Boise State, I looked at this game yesterday, Bud, the Boise State-Oregon game, as an upset special, mm-hmm. and it almost happened. Boise State is one of those teams that if you got them on your schedule, you don't want them on your schedule because those are the kids – those are the kids that got that did not get recruited by the big Power Four schools. So they go to Boise State and they have a chip on their shoulder and they want to show those Power Four schools like the Ducks or anybody else that they belong, that they can play with them. And Boise State just about did it at Austin Stadium in Eugene. I mean, they just about did it. I'm not going to say that I was shocked that they hung with them like that. I was, in the end, you know me, Andy, I was a little disappointed that Boise didn't pull off the upset in Eugene. And then, you know, look, Arizona, NAU, that was close. NAU came down there. They got their check for showing up, but they played tough. And you got to give it to the Lumberjacks. Going down to Tucson and playing them tough. And then, you know, last night, Arizona State, Mississippi State, the crowd last night, Andy, was on fire. Like, before the game and stuff and during the first half, you know, my son's down on the field taking pictures and video, Andy, mm-hmm. and he goes, Dad, this is lit. He goes, you know, he's used in terms of his generation, but he's like the aura in the stadium, the vibe in the stadium is pretty lit. And he thought it was good for the first game of the season. There is a different vibe down at Sun Devil Stadium or Mountain America Stadium, whatever they call it now. But head coach Kenny Dillingham has your Sun Devils believing that they can go on the field and win. They're believing in themselves right now. They have a Thursday game this week coming up against Texas State, which is a school about an hour outside of Austin, Texas. Legitimately, they can get off to a 3-0 start, and even after that, they can be 4-0. And if that happens, you know how Sun Devil fans are, or just fans in the Valley, they'll show up. And so the Sun Devils are playing great. Scatabo, their running back for the Sun Devils, 33 carries, 262 yards. He was running all over the place. The crowd was loving it. He plays to the crowd too. He tries to, you know, he waves his hands to get the noise and all that. He's a rough and tumble, blue collar type of runner, and he doesn't shy away from contact. I think he personally enjoys the contact, and he can run through guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep your eye on Scatabo from Arizona State. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, Boise State's guy is pretty solid, too, and same with our guy here at ASU. We got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up this hour, and then obviously hour two on the horizon. All about the NFL, baby. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf. By the way, couple things real quickly that we want to throw in there. A lot of breaking news in the NFL. Mike Wilson. What do we expect, right? It's the king of drama and entertainment. Tyreek Hill getting detained and released after a driving violation this morning. Will play. Ja'Marr Chase is active against the Patriots. Has not reached a deal with the Bengals as of yet. Also, maybe a little bit under the weather. I think this is a huge statement game for him to just let them know, like, yo, I'm here, even though I'm not happy with things. I'm out here in support of my guys and my dudes, and hopefully that goes a long way. Right. And then the big bomb was Dak Prescott getting the $240 million four-year extension. Big time, brother. Wow. What a way to open up the week. And before that, on Friday, Jordan Love having the MCL sprain scare for the Green Bay Packers and all their fan base. And then Thursday, Lamar with that pass at the end of the game where a guy's toe is just a little bit outside. What a start, bro. Like, seriously, what a crazy freaking start to the NFL season.
Oh, it's insane. But Andy, would you and I expect anything less? That's the question. And the answer would be a resounding no. It's one of those things where the biggest, you know, soap opera of American sports starts or has started. And let me ask you this really quick before, you know, we take a break, but how relieved were you with the Jordan Love news that it's a sprain and not a tear?
Extremely. That's 6 weeks or so, 4 to 6 weeks versus being a season, man. It's a huge difference. Got to be able to win some games in the meantime, though, however. So, yeah, we'll get into that and a whole heck of a lot more. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon. If you can't tell people, it's going to be all about the NFL. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, except I do have to get something out about the U.S. Open when we get back on the other side. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
I'm Tony Desiri. NFL, the Miami Dolphins have made Jalen Ramsey the highest paid cornerback in the league in a contract extension worth $24.1 million a year. This beats the deal that Patrick Surtain got from the Denver Broncos earlier in the week. Ramsey is currently dealing with a calf injury, but Dolphin coaches feel that he should be good to go in their opener against Jacksonville. Thursday night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Patrick Mahomes with a touchdown and an interception. Xavier Worthy had a touchdown catch and a touchdown run for the Chiefs. Sunday night, football week one, Detroit will be home at Ford Field to take on Matt Stafford and the LA Rams. Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. I'm Tony Desiri, and this has been your Sports Grid Sports Flash.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Yeah. Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's week one in the NFL, and unlike college, I have three games for the record on this Sunday. Game one takes us to Soldier Field, where I think Caleb Williams, a deservedly hyped player, starts slow out of the gate, and the spotlight focuses instead on Tennessee's Will Levis and his stable of receivers, Titans plus the four. Game two finds us in Tampa Bay, and I'll play on the number two pick, Jaden Daniels, and a great offseason coaching hire in D.C. with Dan Quinn. Play on the Commanders, also getting a four-point head start. Game 3 is our official play of the day, and I like the home dog, Indianapolis, to upset the Texans. I like the weapons the youngest quarterback in the NFL, for the second straight year, Anthony Richardson, has been supplied with, and even though Houston will be fine in the long run, on this Sunday, the Colts spring the mild upset. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stop what you're doing, because right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. You heard that right. This weekend is their Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway. Plus, get 3 days of deals in-store and online. Yep, you definitely don't want to miss this. So hurry to Kohl's today, before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in-store only, redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. While supplies last, end September 8th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Raiders receiver Davante Adams pushed back on the claims that former NFL wideout DeSean Jackson made, saying that Adams wasn't happy as a member of the Raiders. At Wednesday's practice, Adams said, quote, "The facts are the facts, and that is not a fact," end quote. The Raiders take on the Chargers this Sunday to open the season. Chargers QB Justin Herbert says his foot is back to 100% and doesn't expect any issues this weekend. Broncos rookie quarterback Bo Nix has been voted as one of the team's captains. He's ready for his first pro start against the Seahawks at Lumen Field on Sunday. A 17-year-old has been arrested and charged with attempted murder in the shooting of 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall. Pearsall was released on Sunday from the hospital and was back at the team facility on Monday.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And if you know anything about the program over the years, week one of the NFL is here, and hour two is usually completely dedicated to the NFL. We're going to keep it that way this year for the most part. Every now and then, we have to take a little bit of a diversion to talk about this, that, and the other when it happens. And but obviously, week one of the NFL is here. It all got kicked off on Thursday with the Chiefs and the Ravens, and what a crazy finish that was. We had the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles playing in Brazil. That was pretty crazy, too, on a soccer field. And a lot of people making comments about why they don't play on soccer fields and this and that and the other. Look, at the end of the day, it is what it is. And we just are very glad to hear about the news about Jordan Love, that it's not going to be something that is season-ending, at least at this moment in time. And hopefully he gets better and the Packers can win some games in the meantime. But week one is here, Mike Wilson. Get ready, brother. Get ready.
Yeah, get ready, everybody. The drama is starting.
Dak Prescott is a happy man today. Very happy man today. Justin Fields, I think he's going to get the go, by the way, my friend. So that's drama, too, with Russ not being able to go because of that calf. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. It's week one of the NFL, baby. Come on now. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, I'm just going to run through this for you because I want to get the games out there, and then I want to start diving into them and breaking things down with you. Steelers at the Falcons. Like I said, I don't think Russ is giving it a go with that calf. I think they're going with Justin Fields today. Ultimately, I think Justin Fields will be the quarterback there at some point in time. Didn't get a great shot there in Chicago. Now they got Caleb Williams. The organization in Chicago moving forward. Justin Fields moving forward with a different organization, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Falcons have some changes. They've got Kirk Cousins now there, and they also have a guy waiting in the wings for Kirk Cousins too, but that's down the road a little bit, and we'll see how that game plays out. But I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it for sure. Cardinals play the Bills. going to be tough for the Cardinals to travel cross country, as we know. And the Bills, so many changes there. No Stephon Diggs, a lot of new faces for Josh Allen. So that'll be interesting. Titans playing the Bears. I think this is actually a pretty winnable game for the Bears with Levis or whoever the heck the quarterback there is for the Tennessee Titans. And then the Bears, obviously, Caleb Williams, the number one pick. But they do have a lot of weapons for him with DJ Moore, with Keenan Allen, and a decent running attack. So I think the Bears have a shot to raise some eyebrows, at least for the first 8 weeks or so, before their schedule gets a little bit more difficult. Patriots play the Bengals today. Patriots are a new team, man. It's a different generation there with the New England Patriots. And the Bengals have this Ja'Marr Chase thing sitting over their head. Dallas is taking care of their guys. As much as we want to get after Dallas for the disaster and the chaos that Jerry creates, well, Dak got paid and CD got paid. So it looks like they're figuring things out just in the nick of times, if you know what I mean, where the Bengals still have this Ja'Marr Chase thing looming over their head. He's a little bit under the weather. Interesting to see how it plays out for him today. This is a great matchup here, my friend. Texans playing the Colts. Obviously, Anthony Richardson back on the field for the Colts. That'll be cool to see. And C.J. Stroud continuing to play for the Texans, obviously, with the great season that he had as a rookie. This is a great week one matchup, man. Jaguars playing the Dolphins. A little bit of chaos in the morning here in Miami with Tyreek Hill getting detained and a violation and released and this and that and the other. But, hey, it's the NFL, man. It's the king of drama. And then on the other side, you got the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence and the guys who maybe didn't live up to the hype that they had last year. Maybe they can rebound a little bit. Panthers and Saints, I don't know if the same kind of storylines apply for this game as they do for a lot of the other games, because these are two teams that I don't have high expectations for throughout the season. Vikings playing the Giants. Obviously, J.J. McCarthy got hurt in the offseason coming into the season. A lot of hype about him. Now they got your boy, another Pac-12 guy, or an old Pac-12 guy, because there is no Pac-12 anymore. And that was obviously Sam Darnold. And then the Giants DeVito or whoever the heck they got at quarterback. This should be just an ugly football game. I'm just being real. Raiders at the Chargers. I don't think the Raiders have much. I'm not sure about the Chargers with all the changes they have, except I do know they got Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, which I think in the future could be pretty bright. Broncos playing the Seahawks and Bo Nix, man. I think it'll be interesting to watch Bo Nix throughout the season, because I think the kid is capable. Seahawks, obviously, Geno and company and the 12th man and all that stuff. I think it's going to be tough for the Broncos, but good learning experience. Cowboys, Browns, there's happy people in Dallas now. I think this game takes a little bit of a different meaning now, but two guys that are getting paid heavily at the quarterback position, obviously Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott. Commanders playing the Buccaneers, and Jaden Daniels getting his first opportunity to showcase what he's got. But hate to say it, man, he's going up against Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers in that defense. I think they're going to have a lot of interesting packages for him, and it might be difficult for him week one, but never know. You got to play the game on the field. Rams and lie downs. The Lambs and the lie downs. What a great matchup that is, because I actually think both these teams have extremely high expectations for the season, potentially, Mike. So I love it. And then obviously the Monday Nighter is the Jets and the 49ers. Another couple of teams with extremely high expectations. Dude, week one doesn't disappoint is what I'm trying to say, man. So many great freaking matchups. What say you?
Oh, God. We talk about all the time, Andy, you know, people that do what we do and just fans in general. You want matchups. You want drama. You want storylines. The NFL, whoever they have as their schedule maker, probably deserves a raise. Like the schedule for week one in the NFL is just sick. I mean, yeah. is just sick with the storylines. And, you know, as I look at this, I mean, look, I'm even going to go back to the Packer and Eagle game the other night. If you are a New York Giant fan, that had to kill you to see Saquon Barkley go for the hat trick and get three touchdowns the other night, and now he's an in-division guy. Like, he plays for your rival. I mean, that just has to make those people sick, and they're already sick because of Daniel Jones. I mean, come on. So, you know, Giant fans, they're already mixing the moonshine with their season, so to speak. So, you know, a sneaky game to me, I think it's going to be a good game, is Cleveland and Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland-Dallas, I think, has the potential to be a great game. There's a lot of questions, you know, with Deshaun Watson, Cleveland. Can they make a run? Can Deshaun Watson get back to what he was before all the allegations, before all the drama that came with him? And, you know, look, he's the first guy that got the contract that said everything, all that money, that $245, $247 million is all guaranteed, you know. So it's one of those things where there are a lot of question marks with Cleveland. There are question marks with Dallas. And let me just throw this out here. Everybody's getting paid in Dallas. What about Micah Parsons? What about Micah Parsons? Because you're going to have to pay that guy. Is there going to be money somehow, some way left over to secure Micah Parsons on the extension? So there are a ton of questions moving forward with that game, Broncos and Seahawks. Andy, I am really interested to see how Bo Nix does, because – you know, this is going to, once again, taste like, you know, vinegar coming out of my mouth. He's a duck, but I think he, like you said, he can handle it. Like, he played enough in the in college football between Auburn and Oregon, and took so many snaps, practiced so many snaps in games, big games. You know, is Bo Nix going to be able to do all that, you know, come through and play great for a rookie? So, you know, I hear the music. We got to get to a break, but man, week one is here. Let's go.
Yeah, brother. It's awesome. On the other side, we'll start breaking things down a little bit. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's all about the NFL. Hour two here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Week one of the NFL season is upon us. It actually got started on Thursday, in case you didn't know. And then another game on Friday, Friday Night Lights for the guys, which for my Green Bay Packers wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the worst either, because it could have been much worse for Jordan Love and the guys. And got to figure out how to win games without Jordan for a couple weeks, so we'll just have to figure things out. But getting to the task at hand, which is the slate of games here on Sunday, real quickly, one more time. Steelers, Falcons, Cardinals, Bills, Titans, Bears, Patriots, Bengals, Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Dolphins, Panthers, Saints, Vikings and Giants, Raiders and Chargers, Broncos and Seahawks, Cowboys and Browns, Commanders and Buccaneers, Rams, Lions, and then obviously the Monday Nighter, Jets playing the 49ers. Pretty good week one. I got it. I really, like you said, kudos and credit to the schedule maker, because this docket is just freaking awesome. So Steelers, my friend. Justin Fields, let's just say it goes really well for him. What happens to that quarterback situation, my friend?
Well, if it goes really well for him, I mean, he becomes the starter. Like, you can't sit there and go, okay, you know, and say if Justin has 300 yards passing and he has like another 85 yards of rushing and makes some throws and moves the team and they win. I mean, today's game is big for Pittsburgh, because they have the toughest schedule. They have the toughest schedule for the league this year. At least that's what it's been rated. So if they don't get some of these wins early, because the back end of their schedule is brutal. It's just brutal on the back end, then this season could get away from Tomlin and the Steelers real quick, and we could be looking at Tomlin having his first losing season. So these early season games for Pittsburgh and Justin and Russ and everybody concerned are huge. But if Justin does well, you got to move him into the starting role, because what would that tell Justin? He has a great game. They win, and then he goes back to being number two. I mean, it almost kind of like me having a slap in the face, you know, if that kind of thing were to happen. So, you know, and I have confidence in Justin, you know, and he knows that, you know, time is ticking for him. He has to show that he belongs. And so, you know, sometimes, like you said, pressure busts pipes, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes pressure brings out the best in people. And so today, I think we will see what Justin Fields is made of. You know, and he's in his hometown. He's from Atlanta. So, you know, he's going to have, you know, a lot of family and friends, I'm sure, in the stands watching, and he wants to perform well. So there is pressure on Justin Fields, but, you know, any Steeler fan is going to tell you, look, I'll take, you know, Justin Fields over Kenny Pickett, you know, any day of the week. So we shall see what happens today. But I have confidence in Justin that he can do it.
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting game in the sense of very high expectations for the Atlanta Falcons this year with Kirk Cousins, with all of the weapons that he's going to have at his disposal. And then this Steeler team, you know, in a lot of ways, man, look, Mike Tomlin did such a great job last year with so little. And you look at the quarterback room now, it is a better situation than it was last year. But even though it's a better situation, I think there's a lot of pressure where to pull the right cord. You know what I mean? And like, I think that in a weird way, this is like the excuse they needed to give Justin Fields an opportunity to go out there and have a great display of his skill set for him. And I've heard him talk about things. He always prepares like he's the number one guy, and he's always prepared to go out there and play. I think that's a good thing. I'm a little bit worried that this Falcon team is going to be so excited and so ready to play this game. It's going to be a tough environment for the Steelers and Justin Fields, but I do think that ultimately he's going to be the guy. It's just a matter of when is he the guy. And I think that, unfortunately, to a certain degree, he's getting thrown out there week one in a really, really difficult environment. But we'll see how he goes out there and he handles himself. And hopefully it's a relatively productive day for him. But I do think the Falcons will wind up getting the better of that game. Let me ask you this. Cardinals and Bills, you're looking at two teams that obviously, look, the Cardinals are kind of in that rebuilding type thing. The Buffalo Bills, I don't know if they're rebuilding or what they're doing exactly, because there's so many new pieces. Gabe Davis is gone. Stephon Diggs is gone. This guy, James Cook, is going to be a big addition to this team out of the backfield. Like, I'm just really interested to see how Josh Allen goes out there and performs when he doesn't have a Stephon Diggs. But yet, you know what? In a weird way, maybe this is a better situation, because now he's going to be able to spread the ball around and people aren't going to be saying, look, I need the ball more and more and more. Maybe they'll have a better team concept, Mike. What do you think?
No, I do think that is something you got to keep an eye on, because, you know, Stephon Diggs and is a legit number one. I'm like, we all know that. Now, he can be your typical kind of diva, kind of receiver, temperamental, you know. And I always found it funny last year, Andy, when he was complaining about touches. Like, you were the guy that your quarterback targeted most of the time. So I don't know what you're talking about as well. But, you know, there is some kind of questions, like you said, with Josh Allen, you know, moving forward. How is he going to do with not a legit, you know, kind of deep threat guy that he can go to that he knows is going to catch the ball in pressure situations? So I think, you know, if there's a guy outside of Mahomes that can take a team on his back, I would think it would be Josh Allen as well. And I think, you know, I know we'll get to our picks later, but I think, you know, they're going to take on Miami here on Thursday night as well, next Thursday night. I think they go to Miami and they win. So I actually think they win that division at the end of the season. So we'll see. But certainly, you know, it's one of the storylines that you keep your eye on. Andy, you there?
My microphone on mute. Another interesting situation at the quarterbacks is this next game I wanted to talk to you about. Titans and the Bears. Obviously, Caleb Williams coming into the season with tons of hype, and he's got some weapons. The Titans, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is still out there, but Will Levis is throwing to him. I just wonder if the Titans have any game plan whatsoever. Their defense is going to be a little bit interesting for Caleb to go out there and negotiate, but I think the Bears have a pretty good defense too. And I think this is an ugly football game. I don't think there's a lot of scoring. However, if there is some scoring, I see it more from the Bears than the Titans, just because I'm struggling to know who the offensive pieces are for the Titans. So I think this is a winnable game for the Bears. I really do, Mike.
No, I do. I absolutely do too. And you know, the whole hype train with Caleb Williams coming to Chicago and being the number one pick and being the Heisman Trophy winner from USC, and just, you know, his big personality, and, you know, he paints his fingernails and toenails and all that, you know, all that kind of stuff. He's a big personality, which is good for a city like Chicago. But at the end of the day, I do think the Bears have a better situation for Caleb to be successful, you know, opposed to what they had with Justin Fields when Justin was there. So it should be interesting to see. And the Titans are just an unknown quantity. You know, the coach that was there for years is not there. You know, the change in quarterback, and, you know, so it'll be interesting to see what the Titans do. But I think the Bears probably should win this game.
All right, I hear the music. On the other side, you and I will break down each individual game. We'll give our picks. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, and week one, just never know. Right now, I'll just tell you what I am. I'm 1-1, but I took the Chiefs and I took the Packers. But hey, you gotta get right once in a while, and you gotta get wrong once in a while. It is what it is. We gotta take a pause for the cause. We'll come back with our picks. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting at you. It's time for us to break down the games and the action and what we think may or may not happen. Steelers-Falcons, my friend. That's the first game on my sleeve here. And I'm going to say I like the Falcons. I think Kirk Cousins and Robinson and Drake London and those guys get off to a pretty good start. And they sneak by the Steelers in what I think could be a relatively close football game, to be honest with you, Mike. And I think Justin Fields goes out there and plays relatively well, but may or may not make a mistake late in that ball game. I'm going to go with the veteran, Kirk Cousins, in this one, and I'm going to take the Falcons to get it done at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons as well. There's something to be said with experience, and experience counts for something. So, Kirk Cousins has that experience. Justin Fields does not necessarily. Falcons win this in a tight one.
Cardinals going cross country to play the Bills. Historically, it's not a good thing for them. I think this is a great way for the Bills to open up the season, against a team that is a warm weather team coming into your hostile environment, maybe not a big deal with the weather at this moment in time. So catching a break for the Cardinals in that sense. But historically speaking, the time thing is a big thing for them. They don't do it very well. I think Josh Allen is going to be out there to prove something. I think Kyler Murray has a really good wide receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr., but I think it's going to take some time for those guys to build some chemistry, watch them go out and have an amazing day. But I do think overall, I think the Bills get this one done. And I know it's a 6.5-point spread, but I could see them opening things up, and it could get ugly for the Cardinals week one.
Yeah, no, it could, and I'm not sure what to expect out of the Cardinals. I mean, there's some people that are on a train where they think they're going to be a little bit better than most people think. I'm not sure I'm there yet. Bills Mafia, that crowd, Josh Allen out to prove something, to show people that it's he can win with anybody at receiver or anything like that. I'm going to take the Bills, and I don't think it's going to be all that close.
Titans, Bears. I'm actually going to go with the Chicago Bears here. I think there's just a lot of excitement, more weapons, and I think it's going to be a fun day for the Chicago Bears and their fans, and they're going to be feeling extremely high about Caleb Williams after week one. I got the Bears winning at home.
Yeah, I got the Bears too, and I don't think this is going to be close at all. I think the Bears get off to a really good start, and the Caleb Williams era begins in earnest.
Patriots playing the Bengals. I think this could be a long day for the Patriots. I think that, you know, a lot of change for them, coaching, players, personnel, the lack of a quality quarterback and a young quarterback probably. So I got to think Joe Burrow, with or without Ja'Marr Chase at 100%, is going to figure out a way to get this game done. I like the Bengals at home. But historically, they start slow.
Yeah, no, they do, but this is the Patriots, and you want to talk about the definition of a rebuild? The Patriots are it. So they're probably playing for the first pick in the draft already. So I think this is going to be a long day for New England. It's going to be a long season for New England, and Joe Burrow gets it done today.
Texans and Colts, and maybe what is the game of the day? I think this ceiling is pretty high for both teams. I'm not going to lie. I think these are two teams to watch all season long. I think it's interesting. The Colts are a home dog. I'm going with the home dog, man. I think the season is going to be great for both these teams, and I think the ceiling is extremely high. But I think it's a little disrespectful week one right out of the gates. And we saw what Anthony Richardson did when he was on the field. I think these two guys are both electric. I'm going to go with the home dog. I'm taking the Colts at home.
Yeah, this is a tough game, and I kind of been going back and forth with it. I like what Anthony Richardson showed us in his rookie year, even though it was cut short with injury. He's big. He can throw it downfield. He's mobile the whole day. DJ Stroud's the same way. He can get it downfield. He can move around. He can make plays. And you know what? I'm going to go with the Texans to kind of pull a little bit of a road upset today.
Well, actually, they're favored, so that's why I'm saying I'm taking the home dog, and they're being disrespected.
Yeah.
But I got you. You take the Texans. I got the Colts.
Yeah.
I had the Texans in my pool up until just about 30 seconds ago, to be honest with you, and I just said, you know what? I think the ceiling is high for both. But I'm just going to go with the home dog. I have a weird feeling. Jaguars playing the Dolphins. I actually feel like this move with Tyreek Hill is going to inspire him to go out there and really have a great day. If I'm a DB or a safety for the Jaguars today, I'm probably a little bit on my heels already. I'm going to take the Dolphins to beat the Jaguars, my friend. And they're exceptional in the month of September. So I got the Dolphins all
right. Right, yeah, I got the Dolphins today, too, and I'm just going to, you know, you just got to keep an eye on, you know, the Jaguars. They got stuff to prove. They got, you know, people are on that train last year, and that train kind of went off the tracks, so to speak. But I do agree with you that Tyreek's probably going to come out, you know, inspired, pissed off, ready to play. And I think the Dolphins, since it is September, I'll give the Dolphins the benefit of the doubt. And they come up with the W.
Panthers and Saints. Bryce Young, Derek Carr. Probably a pretty forgetful.
Do we have an out to watch?
Well, it's probably, yeah, exactly. Probably a pretty forgetful season for Bryce Young when you think about last season. Really tough place to open up the season. Let's just be honest, man. That's tough to play there at the Caesars Superdome there in New Orleans. So I think I'm going to take the Saints to win this game. And I think it's probably a two-team race when you really think about this division between the Saints and the Buccaneers to see who wins that division. So I'm going to take the Saints at home today.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. The Panthers are just young, inexperienced. Bryce Young didn't have a great rookie season by any stretch. And the Saints, yeah, I mean, the Dome, the Superdome is just a tough place to play. So loud, and just crazy fans in there. I'll take the Saints today for sure.
Vikings and Giants. Man, this is another one of those games you're like, do I really have to watch it? Do we have to be a part of it? Sam Darnold and Danny Jones or Danny DeVito, who the hell knows, for the Giants. I'm just going to take a toss of the dart here, and guess what? I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. Just because I feel like they might have a little bit of an advantage with Jefferson and Aaron Jones. So, Sam Darnold, get the ball to your playmakers, and it probably will be a decent day. I'm going to go with the Vikings on the road against the Giants there at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That's what I'm going to take, the Vikes. Who do you got?
There you go. Spit it out there. No, I got the Vikings as well, for the same reasons that you just said. Like, I think they have slightly better talent. There's no Saquon Barkley for the Giants to kind of, you know, rely on a little bit. And if you got to rely on Daniel Jones, then, you know, I got oceanfront property in Nebraska for you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we have the Raiders and the Chargers. I don't know, man. I think this is one of those toss-up games, another one, to be honest with you. But with that being said, I do think Justin Herbert and Harbaugh are going to make a good team. So just for that sake, I'm going to take the Chargers to get it done week one against the Raiders, who I don't know exactly what their direction is at this point in time. So I'm going to take the Chargers, Mike.
Yeah, look, everybody's playing for second, third, and fourth in that division behind Kansas City. And I'm sure the Chargers want to get Harbaugh's first win as a Charger coach. We all know not his first win in the NFL, but first win as a Charger coach, and they'll play inspired today for him. And I do agree with you, Andy. I think Harbaugh and Herbert are going to be a pretty good combo, because Harbaugh likes to run the ball. Justin can fling that thing downfield with a flick of the wrist. So that's a good thing to have for your quarterback. So I'm going to take the Chargers today. And I think the Chargers win by a couple of scores. Like, I don't really think this is going to be like a 3-point game or anything like that.
Broncos and Seahawks. We talked about Bo Nix. Potentially could be one of the better picks in this draft, to be honest with you. However, going to Seattle... Right. Week one, yep. A very, very hostile, tough environment. I like the Seahawks, man, and I think it could be a tough, tough day for Bo Nix. I got the Seahawks winning.
Yeah, I got the Seahawks winning. That stadium up there, Lumen Field or CenturyLink or, you know, whatever they call it now with the naming rights up there, is just a tough place to play. That. It's used to be a division game. There's history between these two franchises and all that kind of stuff. The fans will be ready to go. 12th man's going to be nuts. I'm going to take the Seahawks up in Seattle.
Cowboys playing the Browns. Look, I think they got some great news today in Dallas for Dak. However, they're going to play in Cleveland, where that doesn't make much of a difference because it's a different field. They're not playing in Jerry Dome. They're playing in Cleveland, Ohio. And I just have a weird feeling this is one of those ugly football games. But I like the Browns because I think they have a better running game. And I think Amari Cooper is going to be one hell of a big reason why the Browns get it done today. I'm going to take the Browns at home to beat the Cowboys, even after that great news they got.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the Browns as well. As a person that roots for the Steelers, you know, you don't want to ever try and root for Cleveland, but they are playing the Cowboys. So, and I never really root for the Cowboys at all. So, plus I want Stephen A. Smith to do like a video on the Cowboys losing to get my NFL season started, right? So let's go Cleveland.
Commanders, Buccaneers. I love Jaden Daniels. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, yep, in this league. But I think playing the Buccaneers week one with Todd Bowles and the abilities that he has with that defense, I like the Buccaneers, man. And again, this is another game that the spread doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's 3.5. I like the Buccaneers kind of big.
Yeah, I'll take the Buccaneers as well.
Rams and lie downs. This is gonna be a good one, man. I think I'm gonna go with the Rams, though. I think I'm gonna go with the Lions. Although it's a tough game because I think the Rams have Super Bowl aspirations too. They could be much better than people think, but I got the Lions win at home. What say you?
Yeah, I got the Lions as well in a tight one.
Monday night, Niners and Jets. I'm gonna take the Niners. How about you?
49ers all day, buddy. 49ers.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and do parting shots like we always do. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
For the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Before we get to the parting shots, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
You know what, Dorf? This might be a first for me to do this. I got a couple of them. First things first, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. U.S. Open Women's Champion, and if I mispronounce it, I know you'll correct me, Aryna Sabalenka.
Yep, you got it.
She goes runner-up last year. She goes runner-up last year, comes back, and I believe it's her third major title. She wins it. She makes good on you know, probably her own promise to be the champion. So congratulations to her. I've seen her play a couple of times. She is fun to watch. And then second, it's NFL opening weekend. Get your nachos. I got my ribs in the slow cooker today,
nice.
Buddy. Cooking already. Yeah, like we got stuff going. It's going to be a good day. The NFL is here. College football is here. Let's go.
Love it, brother. So we're somewhat on the same page, except what I'm going to tell you about what I saw from the U.S. Open is somewhat disappointing because I saw guys dropping like flies and unable to go all out for 3-4 hours, whatever it is. A little disappointed in how Francis Tiafoe melted. A little bit disappointed in how Jack Draper melted. So I hope that we get a great final between Yannick Sinner and Taylor Fritz. And kudos to Michael Russell and the team. I know him personally. Great job. Unbelievable stuff that you've done with Taylor. And it's NFL football, baby. Let's go, man. Week one is here. It doesn't get any better than that. So I'm fired up. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day. Have fun watching football.
To Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.